Well, we're talking with Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. We kind of covered the river fishing and how you got to stay up in the upper tributaries to find cooler water. But the terrestrial fishing has been great for flies. And I'd like to switch over now and talk about something that's going very well around the Marquette area, and that's the coho fishing. You still hearing good things there?
Yeah, I am. I've got a lot of guys coming in, picking up stuff for coho instead of Lakers. You know, they're running the small boats and that and doing well.
Are you hearing anything that's working better for the coho than another?
Well, smaller spoons as usual. You know, no one's throwing the mags or anything for them. So stuff in the 4-inch range. As far as colors go, selling a lot of stuff with orange in it and pink lemonade patterns too. But monkey puke has been selling pretty well for me. Guys are liking that one. And I've got a few new patterns with orange in them too that guys are experimenting with.
You know how deep of water? Are they still fishing, you know, less than 40 feet of water?
Yeah, they're in pretty close, at least the guys I've been talking to. I mean, they're running smaller boats anyway, so they're not going too far most days.
God, one of the best years I can ever remember for coho fishing in shallow water. I mean, the small boat guys are just having a ball this year.
Yeah, we're really lucked out.
Well, what can we switch over to finish up? How about inland lake fishing?
Well, I'm still getting really good reports on gills. They've moved a bit deeper. But guys are still picking them up on small plastics, and a lot of guys fly fishing for them, too.
Well, that's nice. Are they using wet flies, or are you still hearing about anybody using spiders and poppers for bluegills?
In the evening, if they're coming up, guys are using topwater. But for the most part, what I've been hearing, as far as the topwater bite goes, they're just getting the smaller fish in the shallows. So to get something worth eating, they're dredging a little bit, you know, fishing 10 to 15 feet, which is pretty deep for a fly fisherman, but they're working the deeper water and doing fine.
Like little olive woolly buggers, or what are you hearing?
A lot of hare's ears, small streamers, especially for the crappie. But yeah, they haven't been too picky on the patterns. It's more of just getting something down to them.
What about the walleye fishing?
I'm hearing good reports. You know, nothing crazy in our area, but a lot of guys buying leeches and, you know, fishing at dusk and at night. Typical summer stuff. Selling glow bobbers in here. And that'd be the ticket if you want to target walleye.
Are you hearing about any standard depths or consistency to depths in the inland lakes around Marquette County?
Nothing consistent on depth, especially in the evenings. You know, it just seems like guys are setting up off of a good break and then fishing in shallower. You know, so they're probably in 10 feet of water or less most of the time. But, you know, that's at dark or after dark.
Good stuff right there from Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Thanks again for the great tips and information.
Anytime, Adam.
Stop in and see him on Front Street in downtown Marquette. This is The Outdoor Show.